abundant grace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. Today's devotional, The Power of Congregating. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 read as such. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Congregating as a church is more than gathering in a building. It is a divine appointment where believers unite to worship God, grow in his word, and strengthen one another. The early church modeled this beautifully, meeting regularly to break bread, to pray, and share in fellowship. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. When we gather, we experience the following things. The first thing is encouragement. Being together reminds us we are not alone in our journey of faith. Secondly is accountability. Sharing life with others helps us stay rooted in God's truth. Third, empowerment. Worshiping and learning together energizes us to face life's challenges. Congregating fosters unity, inspires growth, and prepares us to fulfill God's mission. It is a time to build each other up so that we can go out and be light in this dark world. Commit to attendance. Make attending church or a small group gathering a non-negotiable priority. Engage actively. Participate in the worship. Share in the discussions. And definitely pray for others. Invite others. Encourage those around you to join in the fellowship of believers. Make sure you tell your story. In doing so, you will draw people to come to the same place you went to, with the sole purpose of building up. Lord, thank you for the gift of fellowship. Help me to value and prioritize congregating with other believers. May our gatherings bring glory to you, strengthen your church, and prepare us to shine your light in the world. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Take time out to think of the power of congregating. And know that every time you gather, there's something taking place. You're coming in agreement, and you're watching it come to fruition. Be blessed and be encouraged.